Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday night to you. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you had a good Monday. If not, hey, I'll try my best to help you out for the rest of these next 4 hours, okay? I can only do my best, all right? 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And we got a busy night. The MLB Home Run Derby. There's another one. Yeah, I don't know where the hell the All-Star Weekend, the All-Star Game. I don't know where all this came from. But it's upon us. Looking at Randy Arozarena now in the finals of the Home Run Derby. Just knocked out Luis Robert Jr. Julio Rodriguez has been certainly putting on a show tonight for the hometown fans in Seattle. And so we'll talk about the Home Run Derby as we move towards a champion. We'll see whether Vladimir Guerrero Jr. or Julio Rodriguez are going to end up in the final against Arozarena. We also have plenty of news that's come down the pipe today. We mentioned this last Friday night. Pat Fitzgerald, the former now head coach of Northwestern, initially given a two-week suspension surrounding all of the hazing activities that were founded. And now he's been fired, now that we found out a little bit more details. The Yankees fired a hitting coach, and they brought in a former MLB All-Star in Sean Casey. Chris Paul spoke over the weekend in his first press conference as a member of the Golden State Warriors. Still didn't sound all that enthusiastic about it. Damian Lillard, maybe find out that he might not be traded for months and months and months. We got details surrounding the NBA tournament. Victor Wembanyama bounces back. We have a surprise American in Wimbledon right now. All my tennis fans out there, we'll talk about him. He's coming to you from where I live in Atlanta, Georgia. Major League Baseball draft was last night, and we're in the midst of Major League Baseball celebration of its game. All-Star Game will take place tomorrow following this Home Run Derby tonight. So we got a full show for you. If you follow me on social media at JR Sport Brief, you would already know, you know, everything that we're going to discuss tonight. And it's real simple. If you want to talk to me, we got a phone number. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Shep, how are you this evening? You doing good?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking, JR. How about you, man? Excited for this Home Run Derby tradition?
No. No, I'm not. I wish I could. I wish I could tell a lie. I think there's a lot of it's very regional. And shout outs to all the regions tuning into us all over North America on the free Odyssey app, on your local radio affiliate, Sirius XM 158, and on a smart speaker. Look, it's a spectacle. That's what I'll call it. I mentioned this already. Thinking about how the All-Star Game is here tomorrow, I just got to go, wow, okay, it's the middle of July. Well, it's July 10th tomorrow. Tuesday is July 11th. And I go, okay, fine, we're here. It's the MLB All-Star Game. But I feel like the All-Star Game has lost some juice. I feel like the Home Run Derby. Yeah, when you sit down and watch it, I feel like it's lost some juice. But let's be honest. Am I really telling a lie here? Let's think about this. I've been able to watch part of this Home Run Derby as I got ready to go on air for the show. And I'm saying to myself, there's some great stories here. You got Rushman, who's from the Pacific Northwest. He's cranking bombs at home, basically in Seattle. Okay, this is great. Young Orioles catcher, he's lighting it up. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., we all know about his daddy. And Vladimir Guerrero not shy to go out there and crank home runs himself. Pete Alonso is back. Two-time Home Run Derby winner. And Pete Alonso, he even talked about this before the Derby earlier today. Pete Alonso was with the media, and he basically said, yeah, he doesn't consider himself to be an ambassador of this Home Run Derby, but he did say that he's a huge advocate. Listen to this.
It's so fun. It's a great event, and it's a great display of talent that the game has to offer. So, I mean, it's fun doing it, and I really enjoy it. So, I guess so. Yeah, I wouldn't say ambassador. I would say huge advocate.
Okay. All right. Well, I gotta tell you, he ain't winning a third time. Not tonight, at least. Pete Alonso was knocked out by Julio Rodriguez early, who decided to crank like 41 home runs. And that's what I mean when there's still some excitement and it's a spectacle. But when you're cranking 41 home runs and, you know, Mookie Betts had a poor showing, only had 11 home runs, Vladimir Guerrero at 26, it's a spectacle. And you would expect these dudes at some point to get worn out. So Pete Alonso was also asked, man, when you're up there swinging and swinging and swinging some more, like, you don't get tired? Pete Alonso was asked about whether or not players go up to him and check in for advice. Listen to this.
I wouldn't say tips, but it's more so like, hey, how do you feel afterwards? But usually there's a lot of adrenaline, a lot of excitement into it. So you really don't feel it. And then also you really don't have to play a full game the next day. Typically, All-Star game, you get one or two at-bats, and then right. And then that's it. So it's not like you have to be fully prepped for nine innings. You just got to be ready for maybe two or three or four innings on defense and at-bat or two.
Yeah, well, tonight I told you Julio Rodriguez had 41 home runs in the first round. Pete Alonso only had 21 home runs, and he was eliminated following round one. And this is where I think a lot of the quote-unquote juice. And I know when you say juice in baseball, you can easily think about drugs and steroids and PEDs. The juice is gone. Like, not just from a steroids perspective, but from a name recognition perspective. If I go through the All-Star Game, let's think about both the All-Star Game and the Home Run Derby. I feel year after year after year, we don't have those same legacy names. Guys who you expect to be in the All-Star Game year after year, year after year after year. And sure, I can think about a few dudes where you just go, okay, Aaron Judge, I'm sure he'll be a Major League Baseball All-Star in 2024. I don't care where Shohei Ohtani is, I'm sure he will be an All-Star. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. will be an All-Star. If Clayton Kershaw's arm doesn't fall off, Clayton Kershaw will be an All-Star. But then we have other guys who you just have to look and go, how the hell did he make the All-Star team? How many guys got hurt for this guy to make the All-Star team? Who is that guy? You know, there was a time, and I don't even want to say it was that long ago, where I could look at an All-Star team and an All-Star roster and just say to myself, I know every single one of these players. I know their stats for this season. I know what they did last season and the year before that. And now we've entered into a space where I just have to go, who is that guy? You know, so granted, okay, looking at the home run derby tonight, Adolis Garcia, I know him from the Rangers. I know he got big arms. I know what he's done the past few seasons, but to me, he ain't no year after year after year star. You know, if I got to think about someone like, I don't know, Luis Robert from the White Sox, okay, yeah, sure, I know him. He's having an absolutely amazing season, 26 home runs, 50 RBIs here at the break. This is his breakout season, and nobody knows who the hell he is. And so to turn on a home run derby, it's real different than, I'm sorry, and I'm gonna go back a little bit, maybe even before the steroids really got jumping here. I felt like the 90s, I knew I was gonna see Mark McGwire or Ken Griffey Jr. A matter of fact, they're playing this entire All-Star weekend and home run derby and game. Everything's taking place in Seattle. Ken Griffey, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Cal Ripken Jr. participated, Gary Sheffield, Fred McGriff, that old drug-using Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonilla, Juan Gonzalez, Jeff Bagwell. Whether these guys were cheating, a lot of these names were cheating, these were Hall of Fame caliber dudes. Mo Vaughn, Crime Dog, Sammy Sosa, yeah, more drugs. The Big Hurt, Frank Thomas. The current group, I'm sorry, it lacks the star power and the recognition that we currently get in the home run derby. And I think it also ties into something that's been discussed just plenty. Like the popularity or baseball space in American sports, in American society, is not the same. If we went back to the 90s, and I wish I had a time machine sometimes. If we went back to the 90s, yeah, baseball coming out of a strike had to be rebuilt and back up. There were less entertainment options. More of the baseball players were just nationally known. I don't know. How many baseball players are household names here in 2023? Aaron Judge, maybe you know Ohtani, you know, maybe just you heard about him. Maybe your grandmama heard about Ohtani, maybe. Not even Mike Trout. I can't even call him a household name. Like, how many people can you roll up to that have no interest in baseball and say, I know that guy? And I think the pickings are slim. You know, even before we had the steroid news break, people knew Mark McGwire. People knew Barry Bonds. Like, these are Ken Griffey Jr. He had a video game. He had shoes. Who's the baseball player selling shoes and video games? We got Derek Jeter, and I like Derek Jeter, his old ass. Derek Jeter is out here selling MLB The Show. You got an old dude selling a baseball game. Come on now. Jazz Chisholm couldn't do it by himself. And so, yeah, baseball is different. Baseball has changed. The standing of baseball in the United States of America is certainly different. So I don't want to take away from the show and the excitement and the fun of watching it. You know, one of my friends hit me up and he said, man, this home run derby is trash. And I'm like, oh, this is some, there's some great, you know, physical feats here. But I understand it. Where the big names at? Where the Hall of Fame names at? And you know something else that's missing here from the home run derby? I think a lot of people got used to this for the better part. It felt like 20 years. We know Chris Berman from ESPN is gone. And so the soundtrack to the home run derby is also gone. I'm sorry. I think Carl Ravitch is doing it. It don't cut the mustard. How many times have you heard Chris Berman screaming this on ESPN during the home run derby?
Way back, 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 way back, back. back, 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 back.
That one.
Back, back. Way back. Back, 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 back. Way back. Way back. Back, 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 back. Back, back, back. Way back. Way back. Way back. Way back. Back, 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 back. Back, going back, 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 back.
That's a lot of backs. That might have been 20 years worth of backs gone. In the Home Run Derby, unless we get some solid names in here, Hall of Fame, consistent names, and less no names, this is where it's going to be. I don't know what's worse. Is it the Home Run Derby? Is it the Slam Dunk Contest? Who knows? It doesn't matter if the stars, the big name stars, aren't participating. No disrespect to Luis Robert Jr., who I think most baseball fans, people who follow the sport on a day-to-day basis, they wouldn't know Luis Robert Jr. if he walked by you on the concourse on the way into the game. And that's just where we're at right now. Congratulations to, all of the guys participating tonight. Randy Arozarena, Vladimir Guerrero, Julio Rodriguez. One of these guys is going to win. And at least there'll be a name. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are just getting started. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll keep you up to date as to who wins this Home Run Derby. Julio Rodriguez looking to win it all at home at T-Mobile Park, home of the Mariners in his home park. We'll keep you updated. We're going to get into the NBA and Wembanyama, his bounce back. We're going to look at the NBA's announcement of a new tournament. The New York Yankees have fired a coach in season for the first time in 26 years. We got Chris Paul talking to the media for the first time as an official member of the Golden State Warriors. We have a surprising American tennis player making some noise. We have Pat Fitzgerald, the now former head coach of Northwestern. He's been given the boot. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Home Run Derby is going on in Major League Baseball. I'm sitting here in the studio checking it out. I know the hometown hero, Julio Rodriguez. He was just eliminated from going to the finals. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. just hit 21 home runs to knock out Julio Rodriguez, who only had 20. And so Randy Arozarena from the Tampa Bay Rays, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., they're going to face off here in the finals. So we're going to see a little bit of an American League East matchup as we have Vlad Jr., who represents the Blue Jays, and you have Randy Arozarena, who represents the Rays. They're going to battle it out to see who walks away with this Home Run Derby title, which I think is actually given away right now in the form of a chain. I hope they still give away a trophy. I personally think a Home Run chain is tacky, but what do I know? You know, as Vladimir Guerrero Jr. walked out of the plate area, He was surrounded by all of his teammates and buddies, Albies, Acuna. They're all showing up, and everybody wants to take selfies by home plate. So, hey, that's the world that we live in. Everybody takes selfies. You get a chain. You get this. And so that's the way the world is. Who am I to complain? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. In a few seconds, I do want to tell you about some new blood, some new guys who are going to be joining Major League Baseball for their sake, hopefully sooner rather than later. As Major League Baseball, they followed in on some trends here. They are making this entire All-Star break, the entire thing, an event. I'll explain that momentarily. Shep, you asked me if I was excited about this home run derby, and it's just like tempered excitement. It's like, yeah. I mean, years ago, man, I would have recorded this. I would have recorded the home run derby. I would have rushed home to watch it live. I would have watched it again the next day. And now I'm just like, yeah, it's here, it's gone. And I'm like, whatever. How do you feel about it?
I mean, JR, I echo what you said. I mean, days of Griffey and the days of, even Josh Hamilton going back in Yankee Stadium. That was must-see TV. That was television appointment. That's not what this is anymore.
So do we need to just give the guy some drugs? Just give him some drugs, right?
I didn't say that. I mean, the reality is this is a situation where this was something that you couldn't miss. You know, going back to the 50s, you had the household names of Mantle and Aaron, and that kind of trickled into the 90s with Bonds and Griffey and Sheffield, like you alluded to. I mean, those names obviously were synonymous with baseball. One, at least, was clean out of that three. But you're right. It's not the same. I was curious to see, and I the big talking point as well, JR, is baseball missing out on an opportunity to somehow get their boy Ellie De La Cruz on the All-Star playing field, because he right now is the guy. And this is a big miss, in my opinion, in terms of baseball not having him here right now.
Yeah, I don't know if he got enough. I don't know if he got enough, quote-unquote, playing time. I think he was called up to, not recently, sounds like bad English, but he ain't been in the show long enough. And I ultimately think as well, I don't think it matters. I mean, baseball has amazing stars. This guy could have been in the majors for 2.5 months now, 3 months. It wouldn't matter how long he would have been around. People who watch baseball know about him already. The guy stole second. He stole third. He stole home the other day. And it's like, wow, what the hell is this guy doing? As Marshawn Lynch steps out with the home run derby. See, this is the most exciting part of the night besides a home run. Marshawn Lynch, who looks like he can hit a home run himself, still a giant human being, comes out wearing the home run derby chain and also hoisting what will be the home run derby trophy. Hey, this is the most star-studded part of the night as a guy who doesn't even play in Major League Baseball. It's just the facts. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Warren is calling from Houston. That is quite ironic that Marshawn Lynch is the biggest celebrity here at the home run derby. Warren, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, how are you doing, gentlemen?
Excellent.
Good night. And I'm going to say this to you. You say, born in Kingston, Jamaica, coming to Brooklyn, New York at 15 years old. You know, I played ball and stuff in high school as far as basketball and football. And then I joined the military, so I was gone for a long time. And one thing I could tell you is this, man, when it comes to the baseball season, and a lot of, they say it's America's pastime, it's too long. We even think, brothers even think basketball is too long. It's too long. It's not. So the difference between football and basketball and baseball, Trout could walk down the street. The only person you could actually, I mean, me growing up in New York, I knew who Derek Jeter was. You know, I knew all those players were. But as far as different parts of the country, baseball players aren't that recognizable unless that people know who Shohei Ohtani is because of what he does. There are a lot of people that I ask, I work for waste management. They don't know who the hell Mike Trout is. They don't know that. So, baseball is not America's pastime. I'm sorry. Football is.
What do you want? Well, wait. What are you apologizing for?
I'm just telling you the truth. And
Well, hold on. Damn, well, slow down. Like, you don't have to say you're sorry. I think most people know that baseball is not America's pastime anymore. That's not anything too profound. I don't think you're hurting anyone's feelings, Warren. Yeah, you are telling the truth. So my point to you is you don't have to say sorry about that. Everybody knows that. Vic is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Vic.
Hey, JR, how are you?
I'm amazing. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I just wanted to talk to you about the Orioles, how good they're doing.
Okay, please, go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Man, that offense is so good. And hopefully they'll get a pitcher. They'll trade for a good pitcher, and then their pitching will be insane.
Okay, well, thank you.
Anytime.
Okay.
Pleasure talking to you, JR.
Well, thank you, Vic. How about that? An Orioles fan is actually excited about baseball. It's been about 20 years.
It sounded like he was really excited.
He couldn't hold his excitement. He barely got the words out. And, you know, but that's the part that stinks. Like, he can be excited about the Orioles. But the fact is, how many people across the country have sat down and watched an Orioles game? And God bless Adley Rutschman, who's playing in the Pacific Northwest. He's back home. He was in the Home Run Derby tonight. He gave everybody a little bit of a jolt of excitement. But it's just like, okay, sure, we love the Orioles. If you're in Baltimore, you know, and here's the thing. This is the scary part, folks. It's not going backwards. And when I say it, I'm talking about the popularity, the widespread popularity of baseball. It's your team. Who do you root for? That's who you have interest in. And everybody else across the country is just like, yo, so what up? Whatever, right? Like, if you're a San Diego Padres fan, do you care? Are you keeping up at all with the White Sox? No. And sure, that's the American League. But if you're a Padres fan, let's stick to the National League. Are you watching the Nationals? No, they suck. Like, why would you waste your time? Used to be a point where I knew every player in every lineup. And yeah, sure, I'm not, you know, 10 years old anymore. I don't got time to be just sitting around scouring the box score for everything. But I knew a whole hell of a lot of everything. And now the names, they switch. Guys are batting 215. I could care less. Hey, we got Marco Belletti is sitting around here as well, getting ready to deliver the news. Before you tell us everything going on in the world of sports, Marco, what are your thoughts on the Home Run Derby? Is it lacking the juice? I feel like we don't got the big superstar Hall of Fame caliber names anymore, even if they were cheating.
Yeah, I mean, some of it's the names, some of it's the way it's done. Like, they've done a better job of making this faster with the clock, but it's also harder to watch. It's harder, like, you know, you see the ball go up, and you're like, oh, I think that's gone. And then 2 seconds later, it's like, is that a kid catching it at the wall? Wait, was that two homers ago? Like, they're going so quick, so that hurts it too, the way the product is kind of put out there. But I understand, because the other way was too slow. And yeah, you're not going to get Ken Griffey Jr. to do this anymore, or Barry Bonds. It's just not going to happen. You're getting some good quality players in Julio Rodriguez. They're young, and, you know, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., but you're not going to get the big giant superstar, and you always need that. No matter what sport it is, the slam dunk competition, whatever it is, you always need the guy to be involved. And when you don't, it's harder on the product.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. It's enough for me that the biggest name, the biggest celebrity, the biggest guy involved in tonight's Home Run Derby was Marshawn Lynch bringing out the trophy. I'm telling the truth, though. Am I not?
Look, you're not wrong, because this obviously needed a Shohei Ohtani to make it something where every eyeball would be on it, right? I mean, that's the guy, right? Aaron Judge is hurt. You would have liked to see him, but we've seen that before. Ohtani was the guy that we wanted to watch. It's not happening. So that's, you need that big guy. But, like, baseball's problem is, and this is the problem with baseball in general, we don't market the young stars, so it seems like it's like, well, who's this guy, and is he really that good? Yeah. When in reality, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who was almost an MVP a couple of years, should be a big name. Julio Arraigas, who was a monster last year, came out of nowhere as a rookie. Like, he should be a big name. He's not. They're just not. Pete Alonso, who's won this thing twice and is hit the, you know, set the new rookie record for home runs with 53 a few years ago. They're not big names. They're supposed to be. But in baseball, unfortunately, we have how many big games? Two?
None. What, the World Series?
Yeah, but like, I mean, like, what are the names that you synonymous? Like, Mike Trout should be synonymous. It's just not. Bryce Harper should have been, but they're not.
We've been saying that for like 5 to 8 years now.
Right. So they don't market it.
Now he's broken and his back is always busted. And Shep brought up a good point about having an Ellie De La Cruz playing. Well, I mean, he's played 30 games so far. But then even if he came up, it's just like people who know him already. And so what? I mean, we could think of a bunch of other young dudes. So it's tough to make a dent and make an imprint in what we're witnessing right now. And I don't think there's any way to go backwards. What it is right now is what it is. Otani is not participating and Judge is hurt with the toe. This is new baseball, and I think it's talked about so much because I think there is a great segment of the population who remembers when it was big time, it was prime time, it was the thing, and it ain't that no more. 855-212-4CBS, that's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls. I'm going to tell you about two young men who were drafted in the MLB draft that hopefully they can come up to the big leagues and show some excitement, some history made in the MLB draft. We'll talk about Victor Wembanyama. We'll get to more of your calls. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it's always a pleasure to hear you because you know your product. You really do a great job by not distorting what the callers are saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is trying to win this home run derby title. He has 25 home runs in this final round. Randy Arozarena is in his break right now. He has 21 home runs. And when he comes out of his timeout, he's going to have 30 seconds to try and tie or beat Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He has to get to that 25 mark. Otherwise, Vlad Jr. is a champ. Let's see how this breaks down. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Steve calling from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, great show, JR. I remember back in 2004, I was lucky to go to the Home Run Derby here at Minute Maid Park, and Max Berkman represented the Astros, and Chris Berman, he couldn't done it any better. He was saying, that blast is halfway to San Antonio. That home run is to Galveston. He got us so pumped up. We were jumping up and down, yelling as loud as we could, tears streaming down our face. He hit like 20 home runs out of the ballpark into Crawford Street. That place was going bonkers.
Yeah, I remember watching that on television, man. He went ape, you know what, in there that night. And that happens to be one of those memorable home run derbies. Steve, I appreciate you for calling. And I mentioned this, you know, Berman came through and he added that excitement. It was crazy. I actually saw a home run derby in person. I think a couple of them. One in Phoenix, Arizona, and another one, this had to have been maybe 2015 or so in Kansas City. And I was so busy running around powwowing. You know, I'm not there to catch home runs. I watched a little bit. I'm mainly checking it out and talking to people. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he's now your home run derby champ. He beats Arozarena 25-23. He goes ahead and he picks up this victory here in Seattle. Congratulations, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., the 2023 home run derby champion, beating a Rosarena. As Ken Griffey Jr. comes out, former champ, multiple champ, and greets him. His dad, Vladimir Guerrero, what a performance. Proud of you, son. Home run derby. Pretty cool. And he puts on a jacket. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kareem is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how you guys doing? You guys doing good?
Yeah, we're good. What's on your mind, Kareem? Go ahead.
Yeah. I heard you guys talking about baseball being down, and I just feel like a lot of the point that people try to make is that it's too long, but it's always been this long. But it's just the fact that it's not in the culture. It's not in the culture, music wise. Not in the culture, in the culture when the things that we wear, and stuff like that. I think that's the reason it's down. You have people like Wembanyama who never ever played a basketball game in his life, and he's already as famous as he can be. He could probably sell a shoe by himself. But you guys, you have Vlad Jr., and nobody knows who he is. It's because he's not talked about in songs. It's a lot.
Well, I think I understand your point, and I think it goes deeper than that. It's not so much that baseball is it. Forget music or fashion. It's not tied into the whole fabric of America. It's not America's game. That's over. It's done. And so I understand your point, and I get it. You know, ain't nobody running around making songs about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. You know, I heard a song today. Someone mentioned, and not for a good reason, Ja Morant. Yeah, these guys aren't cultural touch points because the sport isn't a cultural touch point. It's past. Eric is calling from Mississippi. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How's it going, buddy?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
Well, I hate to pull you off of your topic here too much, but it is baseball, so I'll let you know what I got on my mind here. So over the last 3 years watching college baseball, the World Series, I've seen Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and LSU, and all three of their fan bases completely – like take over Omaha, right? So you've got, and they're traveling a long way to get up there in Nebraska. So I just want the opinion of somebody who's talks sports a lot. Why don't you think like maybe the Gulf Coast or New Orleans isn't in the talks for these expansion teams I keep on hearing about with you know, such a potentially large fan base down there for a team, because you know, we're 6 hours away from the closest baseball team, and I think that would pique a lot of interest around here, help us.
Well, here's the thing: when you start talking, and it's not necessarily expansion teams. If you think about baseball, the teams that are in new cities, they've moved, they've relocated. You gotta really expand the pie, because nobody wants to split it. If I give you a roundabout number, let's say just flat period, Major League Baseball is generating $10 billion a year. They generate more than that. That's $10 billion split amongst all the teams. You want to know what an owner doesn't want to do with the money, Eric?
Divide more of it up.
Come on. It's simple as that.
And so, well, that's a good point. It's a good point. That's why I asked you, buddy.
basketball is in such a space right now where they're making money, more and more money, hand over fist over fist over hand. They're making more and more money. And so, look, there's nothing stopping the NBA from waking up tomorrow and saying, let's put a team back in Seattle. You want to know what they're going to wait for? They're going to wait for the pie to expand just enough at the right moment where the hit and the punch to the other owners is minimal. And it's minimal for a small amount of time before they go, hey, this is the cash that's coming in. And so I think that's the reason why, Eric, it's always about the dollars and the cents. And thank you for calling from Mississippi, all my folks down in the Gulf. And speaking of the Gulf, everybody out in Baton Rouge, they got something to celebrate, because they had two players yesterday for the first time ever. We had two players go 1-2 from the same school in the MLB draft. Paul Skenes went number one to the Pirates. Dylan Cruz went number two to the Nationals. They just won the national championship. at LSU. These were the first dudes to go 1-2. And so Dylan Cruz, he actually spoke to the media in D.C. after he went to the Nationals, and he was asked, hey, did you and Paul talk about this at all? Did you think that you could go 1-2? And this is what Dylan had to say.
Yeah, no, honestly, we really didn't. You know, it's we definitely contacted each other before the draft and just congratulated each other on just a terrific career so far. And, you know, just congratulating each other, really. You know, I have all the love for that kid. That kid is one of the hardest workers I've ever seen in my life. So, yeah, there was no really button heads of who was going to go 1 or 2. But I'm just happy. I'm in a great organization like Washington.
Yeah, that lends to what our last caller just said. Baseball is so hot in the Gulf right now, and there's so many teams and so many colleges. And it's hot like that because it's super, super regional. I think at every level, think about it like this. You can go to a small town in America, a relatively small town, and you might have a single-A team, a double-A team. You might have a triple-A team. And that's all the local folks know. Nobody even maybe on the other side of the state is going to be able to identify or relate with a triple-A team. And I think that attitude has also, to a much larger degree, obviously, permeated to MLB. And so congratulations to Paul Skenes and Dylan Cruz for going 1-2. Paul Skenes is actually the first pitcher to be drafted number one since Casey Mize. And typically, we know Major League Baseball, the draft, much different than the NBA, the NFL. These dudes aren't expected to have a major impact right away as they hit the minors. Paul Skenes, this dude might be in the majors as soon as next year for the Pirates. Struck out 209 guys in 122 innings. His ERA 1.69. So congratulations to all my folks down in Baton Rouge. Shout-outs to Paul Skenes, Dylan Cruz, and let's see what these dudes do when they finally get to the show. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Victor Wembanyama showed up. That's a rookie we're going to see right away. I'm going to get some more of your calls, talk Victor, and talk about this derby. Don't move.
Nine out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Summer's always the perfect time to invite your friends and family over for a backyard barbecue. And when you're looking to make your get-together a little better for you, Beyond Meat has you covered. Beyond's products are delicious, simple to cook, and can be added into so many different meals. It's seriously that easy. Like the new Beyond sausages, available in hot Italian style or brat. They're packed with protein, have that true meaty flavor, and sizzle great on the grill, just like you're used to. Plus, they're made with simple, plant-based ingredients that you can feel good about. And the best part, your friends may not even be able to tell. Look for the new Beyond Sausage, now with new meatier taste at your local store. For great recipes and where to buy Beyond Sausage, go to beyondmeat.com. And get ready to summer better with Beyond.
Hi, my name is PJ Vogt. I host the podcast Search Engine, where every week I hunt down the answers to the questions I can't get out of my head. Like, why are drug dealers poisoning their customers with fentanyl? Or, is my local sushi restaurant a part of an international scam? Or how sad are the monkeys at the zoo? If you, like me, find this world bewildering, but also sometimes enjoy being bewildered by it, check out the show on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen.